Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mitchell Gold is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Mitchell is a new friend. He's a co-founder and the chairman of Mitchell Gold and Bob Williams, which is a furniture company. They make and sell furniture. He's also the co-author of Let's Get Comfortable. It's all about how to furnish and decorate your home to make it a welcoming home, and not just a house, but a home. And he's our new friend, as I said, Mitchell Gold. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you here, Mitchell. And so 25 years, is that right? You guys have been in business 25 years?
Yes, absolutely.
Congratulations.
It's hard for us to believe. You know, we feel like we just started yesterday, but it's been a long and exciting road for us.
Well, you know, my business will be 25 years old in May.
Fantastic.
But I've had to reinvent myself halfway through that. About a third of the way through that, I had to reinvent myself. But it's still, you know, from the time I founded this business was 25 years ago. So congratulations. I have a little bit of an idea about what it takes to sustain a business for that long. And if there's an industry that's as tough as the radio industry, the furniture business surely measures up to that, doesn't it?
Well, furniture is a lower margin business than most. So you really have to hit it right, and you can't make mistakes, and they're costly. So our whole effort from the beginning has been not to make mistakes, not to do things that cost us, you know, money that eroded our margins. So we're really tight about making sure everything goes right.
But you obviously can't do that, Mitch. But you actually can't run a business for 25 years without making mistakes. So because you've survived and thrived, you've obviously found a way to make little mistakes.
Right. Well, you minimize. The trick is minimizing your mistakes and maximizing your successes.
What's an example of a mistake that you made?
Well, I mean, one of our most famous ones is when we first started. Now, my background is in, I was a history major in college, and I went to work for Bloomingdale's in a big department store out of the Northeast, high-end department store.
Yeah.
And eventually ended up in furniture there. And then I worked for a big furniture company in sales and marketing. And my business partner, Bob, was a graphic designer for 17 magazine. Mm-hmm. But I saw a talent in him, and we started a business together, and he headed up the design part. So originally we made upholstered dining chairs. But then after that, we started making living room chairs, bedroom chairs, and our first collection, was incredible. They were these really big, fantastic, comfortable chairs.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is they were so big you couldn't get them through a door.
or under a table.
so that was a mistake.
You know what that sounds like? You know who that sounds like? That sounds like Henry Ford's first vehicle. He built his quadricycle inside of his garage, and the night he finished it and decided to take it for a ride, he realized that his quadricycle was too big to get through the garage door. He had to take his garage apart to get it out. So that sounds like that.
Well, and you know, when you make a mistake like that, I mean, this is what I give Bob so much credit for. He realized it, and he set out to teach himself how to understand and design furniture with great proportion. And that turned out from being a weakness at the moment to one of our greatest strengths. If you talk to the editors of all the best shelter magazines, from Architectural Digest to House Beautiful to Elle Decor, they'll all say that one of the things that we do so well is we have this great sense of proportion that just fits in people's houses. It's not too big, it's not too small. And, you know, he really turned a weakness into a strength.
I really am glad to hear you say that, Mitchell, because that's some of the things that those are examples. Those are stories the small business owners need to hear. If there's one thing to me that any small business owner like you and Bob Mitchell if there's one thing you'd have to say about somebody who's been able to sustain a business this long, is you found a way to turn challenges into opportunities. Isn't that really right. The key to survival?
Oh, it totally is. I have a sign on my conference table that says, "One never knows success until one knows failure."
That's right.
And I've had that for the longest time, and I learned it when I was in college. Although I was a liberal arts major, I was very friendly with the dean of the business school, and I had failed at something because I was in student government. And I was very upset, and he told me, he said, "One never knows success until one knows failure.
Yep.
Take this and turn it into a strength." Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important. You know, one of the other things that we live by, I hope I can say this on air, is don't bullshit yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, if something is not going right, don't make excuses for it. Don't BS yourself and say that it was somebody else's fault. Like, really understand what your problem is and then fix that. But don't kick yourself.
Well, you know, Polonius said this to Falstaff 500 years ago in through Mr. Shakespeare, "For this above all to thine own self be true."
Right.
And that's what you're saying.
It's critically important.
That's exactly right, because you know, you're just, if you fool yourself, then basically what you're doing is you're saying, "I'm willing to fail." When you fool yourself, because as I said earlier in the opening segment before you got here, Mitchell, when it all comes down crashing around you, when the bank calls and says you need money in the account, when the payroll is due this afternoon, you're the one who has to make it happen. And if you've been fooling yourself, if you've been lying to yourself, then you've been derailing. You've damaged the only person that can pull this off.
Yep.
So, all right. What was your great success?
Some people do it.
What was your great success, Mitchell?
Well, our initial great success was that we started our business to make upholstered dining chairs and eclectic tables, like glass top tables with mm-hmm. stone base or metal base or glass base. And this was in 1989. And we recognized, we studied the market. And I had sold this product category. I'd sold a lot of product categories for a big furniture company. And this one was the one that was really emerging with sales. And we recognized that people's homes were changing. Dining rooms were getting smaller. Dining rooms were going into great rooms. And we came up with this idea of these upholstered dining chairs in 36 different fabrics that were fashion fabrics, not just a beige color fabric. And we sold 5,000 chairs before we even started producing.
Wow, congratulations. That's a great story. Give us a website, please.
MGBWHome.com.
So check it out, folks. I've been to their website. Pretty good, some pretty nice goods they got there. Check it out. I'm sure they'd like to hear from you. Quick break. We're going to talk some more with Mitchell Gold about their 25 years in business. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.